Hello?
This is Brielle.
Hi, my name is Eddie. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. So could you please tell me if your age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 60?
30 to 40. 30. I'm 30.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Female.
First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. And if you're not sure of an answer, that's fine. Just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Okay? How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never. They try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a month.
How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, hash, hash oil, etc.?
Once a year.
Okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
One to two times a week.
Okay. Now I'm going to read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. And please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement. And if you don't agree or disagree, that's fine. Just let me know. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess, all right? So, parents should not let teens use marijuana. You agree or disagree?
Agree.
Just agree or strongly agree?
Just agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Neutral.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Neutral.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. It says, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
Neutral.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Neutral.
Vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
Neutral.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Neutral.
Parents should not let teens vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Neutral.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Neutral.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Neutral.
I believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Neutral.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Neutral.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Neutral.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Neutral.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
How much longer is this?
After this one, there's only one more.
One more question.
Uh-huh.
Neutral.
Okay. The last one here says, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done now, so I'm just going to ask you some questions about how
you use
alcohol.
But you said that was the last question.
But yeah, that's like the main part where I read all those statements. But now I have two questions, or three, I believe. To be exact, we're 90% done, according to my system here.
Okay, so I have about a minute and a half longer, so you better hurry up.
All right, I'm going to ask you some questions about about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
4 days a week.
Okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor?
2 days a week.
How often do you use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
Never.
And I just have final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. How many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Never.
Okay. How would you describe yourself? American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Black?
White.
Okay. All right, and as a token of our appreciation, the PATH Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. So please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. We have three options: the JCC Schools Social and Emotional Learning Committee, the BioGirls of Jackson and Lakefield, and the Jackson County Food for Kids.
Jackson County Food for Kids.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for your time. This concludes our survey.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks to you. Bye now.